Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Breaking news update, the strike at General Motors with the UAW has come to an end, or at least it's about to. They've announced that they've reached an agreement, which just needs to be voted on. But the UAW touts major gains in tentative agreement with General Motors. And I have not talked a whole lot about the strike, but General Motors workers went on strike a while back. And it's been big news here in Detroit and southeastern Michigan. And of course, there are plants scattered about the United States, but this is primarily where it's big news. So the Detroit News is publishing this story, but other people reported on it as well. The UAW has reached a proposed tentative agreement with General Motors that represents major gains, according to the UAW. More than 48,000 GM UAW workers, including 17,000 just in Michigan, have been off work for 31 days. That's the longest national strike against GM since 1970. About 200 local union leaders representing GM employees are expected to convene in Detroit for a national council meeting on Thursday to vote on whether to send the tentative agreement to the UAW membership and on when the strike will end. We can confirm the UAW's statement regarding a proposed tentative agreement. GM spokesperson Dan Flores said in a statement, additional details will be provided at the appropriate time. Details of the proposed deal were not immediately available, but a source familiar with the situation said the agreement pledges ratification bonuses of more than $8,000 per member. So they're going to pay you if you like this to vote for it. The number one priority of the national negotiation team has been to secure a strong and fair contract that our members deserve, UAW Vice President Terry Ditz said in a statement Wednesday. Also in a statement, UAW President Gary Jones added, I could not be prouder of our brothers and sisters, our national negotiators, and the National Council as they continue to fight one day longer to secure the best deal for our members. The UAW strike against GM entered its second month Wednesday as talks resumed in the morning. Job security, production allocation, and decreasing an eight-year window for permanent new hires to reach the top of the pay scale were some of the final issues being hammered out. Talks went into late evening Tuesday. You'll recall that General Motors, when they went through their financial issues a few years ago, one of the things they did is they restructured the contracts they had with their employees, and they created this system where the longtime UAW people got, you know, better pay, but the new hires were being brought in at a much, much lower rate of pay. And that's one of the things that the UAW has been trying to resolve in the more recent years, is that General Motors is now making money. And now they're making money, they're asking, shouldn't we start possibly bringing up some of these lower-level workers pay-wise? The union and its members have said that health care, wages, job security, and securing a pathway for temporary workers to reach permanent seniority were some of their top priorities. If the UAW's GM National Council members vote to recommend to send the proposed deal to the membership, they'll also determine if the strike will end immediately or upon ratification by the members. The tentative agreement comes after GM CEO Mary Barra and President Mark Royce joined negotiators Tuesday morning at the bargaining table for the first time. And there have been rumors going around that Mary Barra was taking a very, very personal interest in the negotiations here and that she may have met with people that in the past, and it's not that common that the CEO is going to get involved at this level of negotiation. The UAW's National Council is meeting at 10:30 a.m. Thursday in the Ambassador Ballroom of the Marriott Hotel at the Renaissance Center. The Renaissance, of course, is the big building downtown Detroit that's pretty much the thing you spot in the skyline of Detroit. It's our Eiffel Tower. GM has lost more than $1.5 billion because of the strike, while thousands of affected workers in Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, and Texas have lost more than $835 million, according to an updated report on Wednesday from East Lansing's Anderson Economic Group. Anderson also estimated that lost federal income and payroll tax revenues and wages total about $300 million, and that Michigan lost $18.5 million in income tax revenue. Negotiators have made progress over the past weekend after a tumultuous press war the week before. The automaker and UAW have been in talks since July. Discussions intensified when the two sides failed to reach a tentative agreement before the September 14th contract deadline and the union ordered a strike. Since then, a number of proposals have been shot down. And I know that I've driven by a few plants in the meantime, and I've seen to get people out on the picket lines and a lot of yard signs up saying, you know, we support the strikers. A proposal from the automaker on October 7th included higher wages, secured the union's health care benefits, and gave temporary employees a path to permanent employment, GM said. A counter proposal from the union included all of your outstanding proposals that are at the main table and unsettled, Ditz wrote in a letter to local union leaders Friday. The UAW GM strike isn't the only walkout the union is overseeing as it works through the negotiation process with two other companies right now, Aramark Corp. and Mack Trucks, Inc. The UAW's 850 members employed by Aramark, which provides maintenance at five GM facilities, have been on strike since September 15th. Those facilities are in Hamtramck, Warren, Grand Blanc, and Parma, Ohio. More than 3,600 UAW members employed by Mack Trucks walked off the job Sunday over issues including wage increases, job security, wage progression, and health and safety. But as of right now, it appears that the UAW strike against General Motors is over, and the 48,000 workers who are on strike, including 17,000 here in Michigan, will be going back to work fairly soon. So as things develop, I will update you. But there you have it, an update from Leto's Law. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.